Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 1018. Visible translated text is as follows. Selig, Mrs. Emile, page 112. April 26th, 1:10 p.m. Had dinner, page 112, 1:20 p.m. Frank came to dinner, page 112. He sat down and ate, page 112. 1:30 p.m. Ladies left table, page 112. Frank still eating, page 112. 6:10 p.m. Saw Frank at Jacob's Pharmacy, page 112. Stopped at Mrs. Loeb's, coming home, page 112. 6:30 p.m. Reached home, page 112. Found Frank there ahead of them, page 112. No scratches or bruises on him, page 112. Nothing unusual about him, page 112. 6:45 p.m. All sat down to supper, page 112. Frank at supper with others, page 112. 7:15 p.m. Supper finished, page 112. Card playing after supper, page 112. Frank and wife did not play, page 112. Frank sat in hall reading, page 112. Answered doorbell at times, page 112. Read baseball story and came in and told them of joke and story, page 112. 10 o'clock to 10:30 p.m., Frank went to bed, page 112. His wife followed soon, page 112. 12 o'clock midnight, others played cards until, page 112. Telephone, page 112. Mrs. Selig did not hear. In night, page 112. April 27th, 11 a.m. Saw Frank, page 112. No bruises, scratches, marks on him, page 112. Reached home with wife, page 128. Frank spoke of crime committed, page 112. Did not speak of youth of deceased or brutality of the crime, page 112. April 29th, 11 a.m. Frank arrested, page 112. McKnight, Albert, page 128. Not at Selig home, 26th, page 128. McKnight, Manola denies affidavit contents. Page 128. Wages of, page 128. Selig residence kitchen and dining room described by Bernhardt. CW. Page 151. Fisher, Julius, page 152. Kaufman, IU, with Platts, page 148. Wood, HM, page 152.